escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Also, make sure to join Packers all-time leading scorer Mason Crosby and Hall of Fame wide receiver Jordy Nelson at the Beloit Brouhaha Softball Slam, a charity softball game on July 27th at ABC Supply Stadium that will feature football legends and Wisconsin and Illinois celebrities to raise money for Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. Register for your chance to win at thefanmilwaukee.com. Right now, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is the one and only Jimmy Christensen. You can find him on social media at Jimmy_C08, of course, in the Pack-A-Day podcast as well. Jimmy, my friend, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited this is sponsored by Gruber. Watch all those commercials all the time. I'm living the dream right now.
Yeah, you got to get you a Gruber shirt, so when you come on next time, you can just have the Gruber shirt ready to go on the YouTube channel. No,
I'll wear it 7 days a week. Honestly,
I know you would. It is always fantastic talking with you, my friend. I'm excited to kind of dig into some Packers conversation today. I want to start with a couple of the podcasts that you've done recently over on Pack-A-Day. You're double duty in it with two different teams right now, both on Fridays and on Sundays. So you've had a lot of different podcast topics as of late. But one of the things that I do not do a ton of is talk about fantasy football because I suck at it. I'm terrible at it. Fantasy baseball, we can have a conversation. I'm first place in the fantasy baseball league, Jimmy, but fantasy football, it just does not go my way. I don't know if I can't see the forest through the trees or whatever, but I think I'm just too close to it, and I'm just terrible at it. So I want our listeners to have some fantasy football advice. I'll let you go in any direction that you want. What do you got up your sleeve for fantasy football this year?
Yeah, I might not be the best for this because my mom
nobody is
somehow won our family league this year, and love I'm that. Pretty sure she still thinks Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. Like, I would not
be
surprised.
Should we bring her on? Is she available? Can we call her right now and get her
Look,
fantasy
I'll,
football
I'll
take?
Call the dentist's office and be like, hey, she might be cleaning teeth. Can you get her off that real quick? The kid will
we
be
have,
fine.
We have an emergency.
Yeah, we can set that up for sure. Honestly, for this year, if I don't get a Tucker Kraft or a Josh Jacobs, I'm probably staying away from any Packer player because it's just maybe late in the draft and you just pick a Wicks with your last pick or Matthew Golden falls. NFL Ringer has him ranked like 130th. So you can get him pretty late, like the 13th round if you're a 10 team league. So he might be worth taking a pick on, but he's a first round draft pick. So you know someone's going to take him high, especially if you're in a league with Packer fans. My sister will probably take him in the first round. She's not the brightest. So looking around the league though, like there's some older vet players that because of things last year, like Devontae Adams now is projected maybe third round, Tyreek Hill saying falling to the second, Christian McCaffrey's falling later. So I honestly might be team old person this year and just take some of those guys that they might fall off the cliff, but if they hit, they could still be a top five player at their position. I feel like that's the best area to get the value this year.
I do like Devontae quite a bit. in LA. Yeah. I think him and Stafford are going to have a really sweet connection there. And it's not all on Devontae, right? Like, you've got Puka Nacua. I have Puka Nacua in my my dynasty league, so hopefully Devontae doesn't hurt him too much. But yeah, I think that's going to be a really good option there in LA. And from a Packers standpoint, I've been 1,000,000% on this same thing of like, let everyone else take every Packers wide receiver that they want. There's just too many mouths to feed on this offense. I'm with you. I would be willing to take a flyer on Tucker Kraft. However, I do think probably somebody just takes him before I'd be willing, again, just because there's so many opportunities for different players to get involved. Josh Jacobs is the one. Clearly, he is still going to be a big-time focal point of this offense. Even with Marshawn Lloyd coming back, even with all those mouths to feed on the in the passing attack, I still think Josh Jacobs is the guy for Green Bay offensively and would have no issues picking him whatsoever pretty early on. Where are you at with Jordan? How would you kind of go into the fantasy draft and where would you kind of be willing to take him?
I would not take Jordan Love in fantasy. Okay. It's not my style of quarterback. I much rather have one. And it all goes down to just scrambling. I like to have a quarterback that scrambles. It's been talked about a lot, even just for the success of real life football, not fantasy. Yep. We're hoping Jordan Love scrambles a little bit more. But in fantasy, like, he would need a Baker Mayfield season from this year of like 40 touchdowns to make it worth it in my mind, where you could take a not as talented quarterback in real life and like a Justin Fields. But in fantasy, because he can run and he'll definitely have some rushing touchdowns, it boosts the value up a little bit more. So I love Jordan Love in real life, but fantasy, I'm a stay away guy.
The other thing for me, and this is not great fantasy football advice, so yeah, anything I say, just do the opposite of when it comes to a fantasy football advice. But
I'm gonna write it down quick.
There you go. For me, I don't like having my real NFL quarterback also be my fantasy. I need some like emotional hedging. Yeah. I need somebody else that I can, cheer. I can't have double where like I need Jordan Love to be amazing in both scenarios, right? It's too much pressure. I can't have it. So I have to have, I think, a different quarterback in that scenario.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want him to control my mental health and my financial health in like the same area. I need those two a little
smart,
bit separate.
Yep, you gotta gotta keep it separated, as they would say. All right, let's move on to a different point of conversation here. You also looked in a recent podcast at favorite training camp players to kind of keep an eye on. Who are some players that you're really excited just to kind of either hear about, watch at training camp, etc.?
Yeah, mine. I have a few, and I this is a change to the podcast that I did a couple weeks ago or a week ago now. But you mentioned him in the list that you were creating. I really am excited to see just Luke Musgrave. I don't want to say the word disappointment's heavy. He's been unlucky. His first season injured last year. He was injured as well. So just kind of seeing now with LaFleur what he can cook up with the rise of Tucker Kraft. Musgrave was kind of, at the time, we projected to kind of be the person to step in and be that weapon right away. With opportunities Kraft got because of injury, he stepped up and he looks like he can be a really good tight end in the league. So just seeing now how Musgrave can find his role on the team. Obviously, we'll do a lot of two tight end sets. He's a different player than Kraft. A little speedier, can be more of a passing weapon. So I'm excited to see just how we incorporate him more. You can see some of it in training camp. A lot of the questions, though, I'm going to overreact to every 30-second clip I see on Twitter. That's just what I'm going to do. A lot of real answers come in the regular season. Another player, too, is Bollard. I just want to see another. We drafted him high. We have Evan Williams came. He solidified his spot as a starter next to McKinney. Now we have with the cornerback room, we have Hobbs. Valentine might be outside. I just want to see how that shakes up and where he finds his spot on the field and can carve out playing time, because he can be a good player, and he had flashes last year. I know this had very minimal impact on the play, but I still like to watch that clip where he decks AJ Brown week one, just being that physical player, because I'm all for just the physical crazy person that you need on a defense. And if Bollard can fill that in the secondary, that would be awesome. And then my last one too, it's kind of cheating. It's not really a player, but my favorite thing for Packers training camp is the 30 different looks on offensive line we get, and just constantly keeping everyone guessing on where players are going to play. LaFleur always says they're going to put the best five out there. He absolutely means it. Like, they could find someone at Quick Trip, and if he fits the build, he'll give them a chance. So I'm excited to see those kind of combos happen.
My favorite thing at minicamp was Donovan Jennings was getting looks with the first team unit. And I asked Matt LaFleur after, but and I even prefaced it. I'm like, I wholeheartedly understand we're not supposed to be taking anything out of necessarily who's playing where or whatever. But Donovan Jennings got some looks with the first team today. What was sort of the impetus for kind of putting him with that first team offensive line? And I think dead serious. He could be lying, but it seemed, you know, just kind of poker reading him, I think he was dead serious. He's like, had no idea he was even with the first team. I'm like, all right, fair enough. And he's like, again, even doubled down on like, it means nothing. So I am very excited. And of course, like, we're going to, again, overreact to everything. It's one of those things, like there's what, like 13 open training camp practices, something like that. There'll be a few more that are open to the media. Well, we'll probably get out there for like 16 or 17 of these things in total. We get, you know, let's say it's 17 at about right around 2 hours a pop on average, probably maybe a little bit more than that. We probably get around 35 hours of Packers practice in totality, basically all year long. And it's our first opportunity to glean anything that we can in those 35 hours. And every minute little detail that we get in those 35 hours, it just feels massively important. And usually it's not, but it, like, for a fan base that craves any morsel of any Packers news, updates, attention, anything, it feels like it's like those little dopamine hits, like when almost like the first couple days of free agency when all these different players are going everywhere, and like every little, you know, update that you get from Schefter, Rappaport, you're like, ooh, somebody signed again. Like those little hits from training camp, especially early on, they hit hard, and I am so excited for every little detail that comes out.
Oh yeah. It's, I always tell myself, like, hey, it is training camp. Like, let's not get excited about the ball going in the net. I will retweet it. I will say Jordan Love is a future Hall of Famer. I know myself, no matter how much I tell myself, like, hey, just chill out, it's not a big deal. I will act like my child just took steps for the first time.
It's the biggest of deals. We're a week and a half away. I can't wait. We're being joined by Jimmy Christensen. You can follow him on social media at Jimmy_C08. Of course, on the Pack a Day podcast as well. All right. Not to bring up a necessarily a bad topic here on a Friday, Jimmy, but I did bad. I went on a Vikings podcast recently, although there is a very heavy Packers influence as well. We've had Paul Farrington on the show before. I went on and talked to him, and they were looking for maybe some morsels of potential good news from a Vikings standpoint. And I said, you know, one of the things that I do have concern about with Green Bay is this past year, and we know the first part of it, that when they played any good team, basically Philly, Minnesota, Detroit, they went 0-6 in those games. But above and beyond that, the teams that they beat, Indianapolis with Anthony Richardson, Tennessee with Will Levis, the Rams were fine, but they did not have Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua in that game. They were pretty beat up. Arizona, Houston was a good solid win, but Houston did not exactly have the year that I think a lot of people were expecting them to have this past year. But Jacksonville, Chicago, San Francisco with a backup quarterback and a completely beat up team, Miami on Thanksgiving that didn't look like they wanted to be there, Seattle with Sam Howell, New Orleans with Spencer Rattler, like they kind of to some extent were bad team merchants. They got a lot of wins against teams that weren't very good, and when they played good teams, They did not do well. In fact, they went 0-6 in those games, including losing to Philadelphia in the playoffs. So, A, were they a little bit of bad merchant teams in 2024? And B, what can they do to just be better against the best of the best? Because they have a very brutal schedule coming up in 2025.
I initially, when I read that as being one of the topics, I was like, oh, that, I think there was something I thought maybe last year, but just want to push out of your brain a little bit. But
yep.
You can't argue, like, there's a very good case for that. Just looking at and this is a whole NFC North in general. We had the AFC South, like that right there is a boost helpful of four wins. Yeah. So, and a team that you mentioned in there that we beat, I kind of think we might've put ourselves just expectation wise kind of right at there with the Texans going into the season. And I think we kind of finished right where they were. They had better success in the playoffs, but a team that didn't really live up to what fans expected. And we did what semi-good teams do and beat the bad teams, which is good. Like, we weren't losing to the AFC South. Like, we were doing that part. So that's a good first step. But to break into that contention, I just think we didn't hit expectation last year. And I wouldn't put us as a bad team, but we definitely had a benefit of facing some of a weaker schedule at times. And we did what we were supposed to do and win those games. But we can't expect Super Bowl contention until we start stepping up. And to your point of what can we do in 2025, a lot of it, I feel like in those big moments, you could more so than a couple seasons ago, it seemed like the pressure got to him. You look at that first Lions game too, like we were having players, it seemed any big play we'd have a fumble, or I know we had Jenkins at center, but we have a bad snap. Penalties were getting in our way nonstop. Anytime we get in the red zone, it seemed like, let's get down there, we'll get our first penalty out of the way, and then hope we can bounce back. It's just, it seemed like a lot of those young mistakes were happening against in the biggest moments. And I don't know if it's just pressure was getting to them. They went from a couple seasons ago being kind of, no one knew what this team was going to be. There's no pressure. You're the underdog in a lot of these situations. We saw them do well against the Chiefs and pull it off. And then this year, I don't know if it's a combination of just a big time game. Now you do have those expectations added on top of you. And it turned into silly mistakes that we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, I think that just has to be better this upcoming season. I think that's where the whole urgency comment comes from Brian Gutekunst to really kick off the entire offseason and to sort of set expectations for this upcoming year. They've got the pieces, they've got the young talent, they've allowed these young pieces to kind of grow and kind of mold themselves together. And now it's time to go out and start winning big time football games. We're going to find out very quick if they can do that at the beginning of the schedule, going against Detroit and Washington at home over those first 2 weeks. Just going to be absolutely epic games that I cannot wait for. And we're, like I said, we're going to find out this Packers team is serious or if they still have a ways to go with those first two competitions. Really, not only the first 2 weeks, first Sunday and Thursday of the season, basically like a 4-day, 5-day period of time, we're going to find out a lot about the 2025 Green Bay Packers. All right, a couple quick ones before I get you out of here. I know you tweeted recently, or maybe it was a retweet, I can't quite remember, but I know you talked about recently Greg Jennings' Packers career. And how if he had stayed in Green Bay, we would probably be looking at this much differently. I think there was also sort of the weird Jennings stuff with Rodgers after Green Bay that I think just kind of paints him in a different light as well. But I love that you brought this up and kind of continue to bring this to light, because I don't think he quite gets the credit he deserves for being as great as he was in his Packers career and was such an integral and key piece on the Packers run to that Super Bowl.
Yeah, He played with a lot of talented receivers. There's no getting around that. He had Donald Driver, I know, towards the end of it. Like, it was a different version of Donald, but Jordy Nelson's coming into it. But Jennings was just, he was consistent. He was explosive. Just a reliable wide receiver. And I think you mentioned it right away, how he left and then some of the issues he had with Rodgers and then kind of continuing that years after he was even done playing on shows, I think just puts a sour taste in people's mouth, because we all are very protective of the Packers. So when there is some kind of backlash there, it's easy to get defensive. But I think it's definitely kind of just tainting a little bit of just how good he was for our team. And I think if he stayed and continued to play with a Mount Rushmore quarterback in Rodgers, his career would have retired with us. It would be painted in a completely different light. But when you leave and go to the Dolphins, when you're on a division rival like the Vikings, it kind of diminishes our view, unless you're Aaron Jones. He somewhat gets a pass. I know we were upset, but I don't think he's not getting the backlash, and I think that's because he hasn't said anything negative about the team, really, to where we're going to bash him for it.
I'm fairly certain it's impossible to dislike Aaron Jones. I just don't think it's like you can do it. It's just so hard. Even in purple, like, he's the only one that can be like, I'm going to give you a pass. I'm just going to pretend it's not happening. Yeah. I'm not going to like it. I'm not going to say that I'm happy you're there or anything like that. I'm not going to wish you success necessarily, but I'm at least going to give you the benefit of the doubt of not saying anything bad about you because you're Aaron Jones and we shouldn't have to do that. So he gets that
benefit. I go colorblind for three hours whenever I see him playing.
Is that Aaron Jones out there? all right, last but not least, there's always this fun conversation, and I think this is a perfect way to end our conversation here on a Friday. If you could clone any one NFL player in the history of the NFL and play them at every single position, which player would be the best? I just want to ask you from a Packers standpoint, for the history of the Packers, which player, if you had to clone and make 53 of them, would be the best possible Packers team just using that one player? I know my answer for sure, but I want to know what you think.
Oh, I'm glad you said just go with Packers at first. My brain immediately went to Marshawn Lynch just for the fun of it. But Packers only. Like oh man, this one's tough.
I'll go first if you want a second to think about it.
I think I have mine.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
I think just plays defense, a little bit of offense, explosive, smart as heck. And definitely has a chip on his shoulder in every position. And I think it'd be fun. I'm going to go Charles Woodson.
I just think you can run some Wildcat stuff up front. You know, he I'm sure has at least an arm. I don't know how great it's going to be, but he's got wide receiver ability. Like, you could put Woodson at running back. You could put him at wide receiver. He's competitive enough to do anything. Like, if you said, hey, Charles, we need you to go pick up that blitz, he'd be like, all right, I got it. Don't worry. I'll figure out a way to pick it up. He basically, in Dom Capers' defense, played outside linebacker, slot corner, outside corner, and safety. Like, you have Hall of Fame safety, Hall of Fame slot corner, Hall of Fame outside corner, and a legitimate blitzer slash edge rusher on the outside who can also somehow ridiculously set the edge as well. Like, you've got all of those. He's obviously going to be a bad defensive end slash defensive tackle on the interior of the defensive line, but you're probably, nobody else is probably picking like 30 or like 53 Trent Williams, right? So like, you're going to be a bad team. I think Charles Woodson has to be the answer. There could easily be somebody from like,
I am going to interject here. Okay. And I never do this during guests, but
go for it.
I mean, a team full of Edgerrin Coopers. I know we're kind of early still here, but we're talking about athletic freaks that, you know, can run fast. Like, Edgerrin Cooper would, I think 53 Coopers beats 53 Woodsons.
Ooh. I'm going to take 53 Woodsons over. I think I like Woodson's ability to throw the football a little bit more than I think you're going to get with Edgerrin Cooper. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to take my odds with 53 Woodsons.
I like the Woodson pick. I do. I'm just, Cooper's a freak.
It's totally fair. There could easily be somebody from like the Lombardi days too. That's just before my time that I'm potentially forgetting here, which is totally fine. If somebody in chat wants to hit me up and say like, you know, Paul Hornung or something.
Paul Hornings.
53, yeah, Jim Taylor's. Like, Jim Taylor's probably a great selection as well. I'm sure there's multiple people in that time, but I'm just going to go a little bit more recency bias. I'm definitely going Charles Woodson. Jimmy, I cannot thank you enough. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, can I just, a real quick, it's a flip, it's the same type of question, but I just, pure entertainment, funny to watch. Like, it doesn't have to be a good team, but you know, watching 50 or watching 11 of them on the field at the same time would be just entertainment. Who's your player for that?
Oh, I'm going in-house. I want to see 53 Mason Crosby's. Let me see what Mason can do. I'm going 53 Mason Crosby's here. So, yeah, absolutely. Let's see what you got, Mace.
I like that one. I just want David Bakhtiari. I feel like the comedy him would just be James watching him Jones. Try to run routes. James Jones. Yeah.
James Jones would be fun. Who else would just be really fun? I feel like Amon, 53 Amon Greens would be very fun to kind of watch. There's a variety of ones over time. I think 53 Jairs would be a scene. Can you imagine if they all go out for the coin toss? Every single one of them. You've got 53 captains. Like, how that's going to be an issue. I'm all for it. I think it'd be a fun conversation. Cam Newton is one that comes up a lot. Like, 53 Cam Newtons would be very interesting to see.
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter, obviously, seeing what he could potentially do. There's some very, very fun ones out there. And obviously, 53 Bo Meltons. What could possibly, how could you possibly beat that either?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a ton of fun to think about. Like I said, a perfect conversation for a Friday. Jimmy, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Anything that you want to plug on the way out?
Not too much. Just listen on Packaday on the Friday episodes, Sunday episodes, whenever I get to hop on here with you. And then besides that, my son's birthday is coming up. So shout out to Winston. Can be a big, bruising four-year-old.
Shout out Winston. Does he get to be in the Family Fantasy Football League this year, or is he still a few years away?
Listen, if that's what will bring me luck, he can do every pick for me.
All right.
But yeah, I'll start handing him books, and homeschool is going to change to just fantasy football studying for maybe the next few weeks. No more math. You don't need that right now.
It's got to at least be like half the curriculum, right? Is like math and then like a little bit of science here and there, some history and fantasy football. I think that's a good solid, you know, 4K curriculum.
Our science is just different angles on throwing a football. So just prepping him now for the future.
Yeah. You're ahead of the curve. He's got future Packaday written all over him. So we're looking forward to that. Jimmy, have a phenomenal weekend. Follow him at JimmyC_08. This is the Packaday Radio Show. We'll be right back right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.